Hi, good afternoon. Today I want to talk to you about something called the Turing test. The Turing test was invented by a man called Alan Turing. He lived from 1912 till 1954. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe not. If you haven't heard of him, you have definitely used something that he invented or part invented. The computer. Have you ever used a computer? If you have, then you've worked with something that he invented. Before the Second World War, Alan Turing was a mathematician. He specialized in code. He was called a cryptographer. During the Second World War, the British Army very much wanted to read the code of the German Army. However, the German Army used a machine called an Enigma machine, which made the code extremely difficult to read. Alan Turing and a few other geniuses were hired by the British government to try and crack these codes. They couldn't do it through pure brain power, so Alan Turing came up with a machine that cracked the codes for him. This machine, kind of a calculator, in the end became the modern computer. Now, when Alan Turing was working on these things, he came up with something he called the Turing test. The Turing test is a test of computer intelligence. It's a test to see if a computer can fool a human into believing that the computer is a real person. The Turing test works like this. You have a questioner, and you have a person, and you have a computer. The questioner cannot see the person and cannot see the computer, obviously. The questioner asks questions to both the person and the computer by typing on a console. There is no voice, you cannot hear them. The questioner asks the questions, and the person and the computer reply to the questions. The questioner can ask any type of question at all. The challenge, the point of the test, is to see if the questioner can guess which is the person and which is the computer. If the questioner guesses correctly, the computer fails the Turing test. If the questioner guesses incorrectly, if the computer is able to fool the person into thinking they are a real human, then the computer wins the Turing test. Alan Turing thought that this would be a good way of testing computer intelligence, to see if computer intelligence could approximate or impersonate human intelligence. Now, the Turing test has been beaten. It was beaten years ago. In fact, if you have an iPhone, Siri on your iPhone could probably pass this test. If you ask Siri questions, Siri will answer you in normal human language, and it sounds almost human. In fact, you can have a conversation with Siri. There are websites online that you can go to, and you can input questions, and an AI system, artificial intelligence system, will reply to your questions, and it's so realistic that you would be forgiven for thinking you were talking to a real person. So computers have reached the point where they can beat the Turing test pretty easily. However, the point of Alan Turing's test was to see if computers could persuade another human that they are a human. But that doesn't necessarily mean that computers have intelligence. Siri, on the iPhone, as I just talked about, can impersonate intelligence. Siri can pretend to be intelligent by having a conversation. But is Siri actually thinking? If I ask Siri a question, is Siri actually thinking? Or is Siri merely going through a few steps of programming to find the answer for me? Now, the interesting thing about artificial intelligence and the way we're going at the moment is, will computers be able to think? And if they can, how do we tell that they are thinking? This gets very, very confusing and very, very difficult to think about. If a computer can answer my questions, is the computer thinking, or is the computer approximating thinking? And if the computer is actually thinking, how do we know? How do we know that the computer hasn't just been programmed to give those responses? How does the computer know that? How do I know that I'm thinking? How do I know that I have free rein over my thoughts? How do I know that I can say whatever I want? How do I know I haven't been pre-programmed? Banana. That was a surprising thing to say. Could I say that because I have no programming? Or could I say that because I have programming? How do we know we are intelligent? How do we know we think? How do computers know they think? How do we know computers think? How can we ever quantify, how can we ever understand intelligence like this? It's a very, very difficult question. If Alan Turing was alive today, maybe he would come up with another test. I don't know, but he would certainly find it interesting. Anyway, thank you for listening, I think. Or do I think?